Page 50. Measure number 24-474, City of Salem. City of Salem Community Capital Improvements General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question. Shall Salem issue up to $300 million in bonds for streets, fire equipment, parks, affordable housing, libraries, technology, and public safety? The City of Salem seeks approval to issue general obligation bonds to finance capital costs of projects expected to include fire equipment, including fire engines and ladder trucks, affordable housing, construction and repair of streets and sidewalks, sidewalk connections and the Pringle Creek Path, repairs to some bridges, replacement of playground equipment at certain parks, construction of coverings in certain parks, construction and repair of city facilities, 2 fire stations, 2 branch libraries, and affordable housing, technology improvements including cybersecurity and financial reporting system, capitalized interest and costs of bond issuance. Bond principal would not exceed $300 million. Bonds may be issued in multiple series, each maturing within 30 years from issuance. The measure is not expected to increase Salem's bond tax rate above the current rate of $1.20 per $1,000 of assessed value, thanks to payments for existing bonds decreasing in the future. This is the current approximate rate experienced by Salem taxpayers. Actual rates may vary based upon interest rates incurred and changes in assessed value. Page 51, Explanatory Statement. The City of Salem is asking Salem voters to approve a $300 million bond measure to fund projects to improve existing and build new streets, sidewalks, bike facilities and parks, acquire fire engines and equipment, affordable housing, acquire sites for and construct 2 new fire stations, acquire sites for affordable housing and 2 branch libraries, construct earthquake safety improvements to the Civic Center and upgrade Peace Plaza, and upgrade information technology to provide cybersecurity for city infrastructure. If approved by voters, the bonds are not expected to increase current City of Salem bond tax rates. Bond proceeds would also pay for capitalized interest and cost of issuance. City of Salem voters approved bonds from 2008 through 2017 for street improvements, a police station, and Salem Public Library seismic improvements. These funds allowed the city to build projects to serve residents. Since 2010, Salem's population has increased from 154,637 to 177,694 in 2021. The City Council led a community engagement effort since December of 2021 to identify projects for the proposed bond measure. Project ideas came from outreach with neighborhood associations, advisory boards and commissions, civic interest groups, and public testimony. Projects are expected to include construction of a portion of Marine Drive Northwest, upgrades to McGilchrist Street Southeast, Pringle Road Southeast, Fisher Road Northeast, and Davis Road Southeast, reconstruction of State Street and construction of a Pringle Creek Trail connection, completion of the Union Street family-friendly bikeway. 4 bridges that have weight restrictions due to their age and condition are proposed for repair or replacement, ADA sidewalk improvements at multiple locations throughout the city. Approximately $14.7 million would be dedicated to complete missing sections of sidewalks and sidewalk repair or replacement throughout the city. Funding is included for as many as 7 pedestrian crossings. Park projects are expected to include playground equipment replacement in several parks. Coverings would be constructed at Bush's Pasture, Gear Orchard Heights, and McKay School Park. Restroom replacement at Bush's Pasture, Cascade Gateway, McKay School, Northgate, and Wallace Marine Parks. New tennis and pickleball courts at Highland, Hoover, and River Road Parks. Additional sports fields at Gear, McKay, and Orchard Heights Parks. Construction of paved parking lots at Minto Brown Island Park, replacing multi-youth athletic courts at Hoover, Morningside, and Sumter Parks, and bond principal would not exceed $300 million. Bonds may be issued in multiple series, each maturing within 30 years from issuance. The measure is not expected to increase Salem's bond tax rate above the current rate of $1.20 per $1,000 of assessed value, thanks to payments for existing bonds decreasing in the future. For a home assessed at $200,000, the estimated property tax for the bonds for fiscal year 2022-2023 would be approximately $240 per year or $20 per month. Additional rates may vary based on interest rates incurred and changes in assessed value. Information submitted by Daniel B. Atchison on behalf of the Salem City Council, City Attorney, City of Salem. No arguments were filed in opposition to this measure. Page 52, beginning arguments in support. City of Salem Infrastructure Bond Levy, 350 Salem, Oregon, supports the bond levy. It will not increase the property tax rate. It will reduce Salem's air pollution and greenhouse gases emissions by providing more alternatives to vehicle use. It will provide over $18 million for improving or adding sidewalks and safer road crossings, provide separated multi-use paths on Prinkle Creek and along the new Marine Drive Northwest, provide for sidewalks and bike lanes or multi-use paths on Fisher Road Northeast, Pringle Road Southeast, and Davis Road South and State Street. Provide $4 million for improved bike paths and trails in city parks. Provide a protected bike lane on Union Street Northeast. Improve parks and provide for more branch libraries, which will reduce the need for to travel. Vote yes on the bond levy. 350 Salem, Oregon is the local chapter of 350.org, an international organization working to stabilize the climate. This information furnished by Phil Carver of 350 Salem, Oregon. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 52, another argument in support. City of Salem Community Capital Improvements General Obligation Bond Authorization. Vote yes to support Measure 24-474 and the dedicated funds that will dramatically improve Salem's parks for our children, families, and residents. If passed by voters, $28.4 million will be used throughout the city to replace restrooms, equipment, and make meaningful improvements to local parks. Replace playground equipment at Royal Oaks, Livingston, Morningside, Aldrich, Riverfront, Woodmansee, Brush College, Minto Brown Island, Clark Creek. Athletic courts, new tennis and pickleball courts at Highland, Hoover, and River Road Parks. Multi-use athletic courts at Hoover, Morningside, and Sumter Parks. Paths and trails, enhanced park paths and trails throughout Salem Park System. Sports fields at Gear, Orchard Heights, and McKay School Parks. New fenced dog parks at Gear and Fairview Parks. Shelters at Bush's Prairie, Gear, Orchard Heights, and McKay School Parks. Restroom facilities at Wallace Marine, Bush's Pasture, Northgate, Cascades Gateway, and McKay School Parks. These historic investments in our parks can be made with a yes vote on Measure 24-474. What's more, these investments can be made without raising property taxes. Parks that are beautiful, easily accessible, safe, and with excellent facilities will make Salem a wonderful place to live, work, and play. Vote yes on Measure 24-474. This information furnished by J.L. Wilson for Yes for Streets, Safety, and Livability, PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 53, another argument in support. City of Salem Community Capital Improvements General Obligation Bond Authorization. Salem Area Chamber of Commerce supports Measure 24-474 for streets, safety, and livability. At the Salem Chamber, we believe in helping businesses prosper so our entire community may thrive. We are committed to sustaining and enhancing Salem's quality of life and keeping our community and economic ecosystem vibrant. This fall, voters in Salem have a unique opportunity to invest $300 million in significant community improvements across Salem without increasing the property tax rate for property owners. Measure 24-474 was crafted with significant input from the community with an eye towards the future of our city. Making investments now in our streets and sidewalks, city parks, public spaces, and fire department will provide the necessary infrastructure for continued healthy growth and livability. Tax dollars raised from Measure 24-474 will be directly invested in repairing and maintaining Salem's streets, bridges, and sidewalks. with $132 million dedicated to street maintenance and repairs, with an additional $25 million for sidewalk maintenance and pedestrian safety. Measure 24-474 protects our investments in city streets, bridges, and sidewalks. Every part of the city will see work happening in their neighborhoods and commercial centers, and transportation throughout the city will be made safer and more efficient. What's more, this measure, 24-474, will support local businesses and local jobs. Based on our experience with previous infrastructure bond levies, the city estimates that over 80% of this work will go to local Salem area contractors supporting local businesses and employees. Supporting these important investments with a yes vote will not increase property taxes, but will allow for the city of Salem to continue to grow and thrive for years to come. Vote yes on Measure 24-474 for the future of Salem. This information is furnished by J.L. Wilson for Yes for Streets, Safety and Livability, PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 53, another argument in support. City of Salem Community Capital Improvements General Obligation Bond Authorization. Vote yes on 24-474 for Salem Libraries. Measure 24-474 is an exciting one-time opportunity to invest $300 million into Salem's infrastructure and improve the livability of the city, all without increasing the property tax rate. Public libraries provide comfortable, safe spaces for people to gather, learn, and enjoy reading. Some of the funds from Measure 24-474 will be used to purchase sites for two future library branches, creating more opportunity for our neighbors to gather and access all of the services our public library offers. We have the opportunity now to make these exciting investments in our community, in our roads and sidewalks, parks, fire services, affordable housing, and library system, all without increasing property tax rates. We cannot let this opportunity pass us by. Vote yes on Measure 24-474. This information furnished by J.L. Wilson for Yes for Street Safety and Livability, PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 54, another argument in support. City of Salem Community Capital Improvements General Obligation Bond Authorization. Salem City Council unanimously supports Measure 24-474. Measure 24-474 will fund critical public infrastructure improvements without increasing property tax rates. We have a one-time opportunity to invest $300 million to improve our streets, sidewalks, parks, and public safety. We are able to make these investments without increasing property tax rates, as several previous bond measures will come off the tax rolls in the coming years. Most of the money raised from Measure 24-474 will be invested in repairing and maintaining Salem's streets, bridges, and sidewalks. The measure protects our investments by authorizing $157 million for street maintenance and repairs, sidewalk maintenance, and pedestrian safety. To support our local economy, we anticipate over 80% of this work will go to local contractors and support local jobs. Other critical investments include replacing the city's fire trucks and life-saving equipment. This is an urgent need, as Salem has not purchased new fire engines since 2006. Taking care of our city parks by replacing old restrooms and adding new playgrounds, trails, covered areas, sports courts, and dog parks. Upgrading our civic center to meet current earthquake standards to keep the community safe and ensure public accessibility. New cybersecurity systems that will protect personal data and make it easier for our community to access services and programs online. $14 million for new fire station sites and $7.5 million for property for affordable housing and two new branch libraries. Measure 24-474 reflects the will of our community. Projects were recommended and prioritized by the community through extensive local engagement. The bond steering committee also considered equity and climate impacts while developing the package. A yes vote on Measure 24-474 will allow Salem to plan ahead for the next 10 years and fund our most critical city needs without raising property tax rates. Mayor-elect Chris Hoy, Councilor Jose Gonzalez, Councilor Jackie Leung, Councilor Linda Nishoika, Councilor Vanessa Nordyke, Councilor Trevor Phillips, Councilor Virginia Stapleton, Councilor Mickey Varney. This information furnished by J.L. Wilson of Yes for Streets Safety and Livability, PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 54, another argument in support, City of Salem Community Capital Improvements General Obligation Bond Authorization. Vote yes on 24-474 for fire safety. This fall, voters in Salem have an opportunity to make important life-saving investments in the safety of our community. Measure 24-474 addresses our city's most urgent and immediate needs by investing $40 million into our fire services. Salem's fire engines and ladder trucks are already 15 years old and have reached an average of 450,000 road miles on them. Despite excellent maintenance, our fire engines and other critical life-saving equipment are in urgent need of replacement. The funding from Measure 24-474 would allow for the purchase of 17 new fire engines, 3 new aerial ladder trucks, 6 rescue vehicles, 2 medic units, new rescue tools including jaws of life and defibrillators. In addition to the critical equipment replacement, funds would purchase sites for 2 future fire stations, one in Northeast Salem and the other in Southeast Salem, to allow us to better serve our growing population and decrease response times in key parts of our city. Your local firefighters work hard to serve our community and provide life-saving services. Salem Professional Firefighters IAFF Local 314 urges a yes on Measure 24-474. This information furnished by J.L. Wilson of Yes for Streets Safety and Livability, PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.